watch a little bit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you.
See you later, Ruthann. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Also, goodbye to Ruthann's sister, who we heard in the back. She listens, too, but, you know.
It was a bit off theme. She was laughing, and that was like a
that
last,
was last
that was
week.
Like a last
yeah,
week
last
thing
week
to
was
do.
For laughing. Well, we wouldn't want them to be crying. That's no, our no. number one fan. So, to get the most out of your medications, you need to know what's in them. Today, nearly everyone uses prescription or over-the-counter medications. But it's so easy to buy and pick them up that consumers are lulled into thinking they pose no risks. Medicines are powerful and should be treated with respect. You must know how to use them safely. Studies show that consumers who have a relationship with their pharmacist know more about the medicines they take and have a clear understanding of how to use them. The best way to establish a relationship starts with one easy step. Learn their name and have a list of questions ready when you pick up that prescription. You'll want to know when and how to take the medicine, how it should be stored, and whether any foods or activities should be avoided while you are taking the prescription. To know your medicine, know your pharmacist. A public message from the American Pharmacists Association and WRCT. Maybe those pharmacists are just lonely and they want people to talk to them.
I'm still trying to find the God promo. I'm really digging for it.
I wonder if anyone's ever requested a promo before instead of a song. That could be a first. Well, either way, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m., or by appointment, or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634. Or visit irmafreeman.org.
Hi, this is God. Remember, I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent. I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
There you go.
We did it. We've never done these before.
No.
Let me do another one to fulfill our little quota. Oh, Mike Nelson from Mystery Science Theater. Let's do that.
Well, hello. Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
Awesome. All right, well, time to get back to the sad songs. I was trying to think of that one word for tears, lacrimosa. What would be like the adjective for that? Like
lacrimose.
Lacrimose. The lacrimose songs.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't be lacrimose.
Here's Guided by Voices with "Sometimes I Cry."
Be happy because these guys are crying and you're not.
Each You're damn sure of a lonely bed here takes on the cold. Lose a wife changed my life, we're not together. A canceled future, well it's hard on me. Gone, you're gone, are you gone forever? Hope you love the baby I'm never gonna see. Tears in the morning, they ain't gonna tell me what to do. No, no, those tears, I know they're just a warning, reminding me I'm missing you. Well, you know I lit a candle, it's in my heart now where it glows. Day and night, fear my light, it's gonna stand till my heart believes in what you chose. I won't let nobody carry this load. Guess I'll keep a hold on my sorrow. I've got to feel now all that you see. And I've got tears, I've got tears, I've got in the morning. They ain't gonna tell me what to do. No, no, those tears, I know they're just my warning.
Succumb to the line, the finishing time. The long distance runner has stopped on the corner, but I won't give up, although I've stopped too before the end. Thank you. letters are sighing, the ink is still drying. I told you the truth, and now I sigh too. The page turns on me and you.
Did nobody no good, no how. That's why I don't cry.
that's why I don't cry. Laughing sometimes does somebody some good somehow. That's why I'm laughing now. That's why I'm laughing. Never did me no good, no how, no how. That's why, yeah, I love you now. That's why. Never did nobody no good, no how, no how. So why am I lying now? So why am I lying now? So why am I?
Summer's here, and the time is wrong.
Rowhouse Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Rowhouse Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Rowhouse Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225.
You get their prescriptions, you make their lunch, you call their doctor, maybe even do their laundry. You try to give them every minute you possibly can. But do you try to take a minute for yourself?
No.
When you help care for a loved one, you work hard to make sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important to remember that you find some time to care for yourself. AARP can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better you take care of yourself, the better you can provide for your loved one. You're there for them, and AARP is here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Where's that man's caregiver? Someone call his caregiver. That doesn't sound good. What does sound good is what you just heard, which was Boo Hoo Hoo by The Sashays. Tears Are In Your Eyes by Yo La Tengo. Crying, Laughing, Loving by L'Abbé Siffre. Weeping Wall by David Bowie. Tears in the Typing Pool by Broadcast. Tears in the Morning by the Beach Boys. And we started Sometimes I Cry by Guided by Voices.
All right, we said at the top of the hour that you can give us a call. You can talk to us live on the air. And you can, if you're feeling up to it, if you would, could you share your saddest story with us? Something that will make us cry on the air. But we know that it can be hard to, you know, talk about something so sad, especially...
Or to fight through the tears.
Oh, yeah. It just... Yeah, besides the point you're talking on the radio, yeah, just saying the words, it might be too unbearable. So, you know, we said that you could text us a sad story, and so we did get a text.
From one of our... top fans and
yes.
top listeners. He
a is top three at least.
Top three listener slash fan. Not nowhere near that for top caller. Let me tell you, the guy is shy, ladies and gentlemen. The guy must be shy because he never calls, but he does always listen. He even records them on tape. So that's pretty cool. But his story is not cool. His story is sad, and it was an egregious act of selfishness, and Nick, I think you should read what happened.
Okay, again, this comes from Eric. Eric's sad story is that Stu Lewis took my pierogi applesauce side at yesterday's. Again, Stu Lewis took my pierogi applesauce side at yesterday's. This comes from Eric.
That's a clip of Eric's reaction when he looks down to see his pierogi applesauce at yesterday's bar and grill stolen by one Stuart Lewis. Eric, we're really sorry that this happened to you. I know Eric is pursuing legal means to get reparations for this crime. There's really not much you can do, but hopefully they can make it up to him somehow. Stu. I mean, we were shocked to read that Stu would do such a thing, but pierogi applesauce, that sounds right up his alley. Yesterday's. That's fun, too. In Greenfield.
Do you think he just ate it with a spoon? Like, do you think he had his own pierogies? And he's like, oh, well, I dipped it and I took too big of a scoop on my own applesauce. I need more applesauce. Or do you think Stu's the type of guy that just went, you know, I want applesauce?
Oh, like Stu saw it and just went for it.
He just went
like,
for it.
Yeah. I mean, he could have been overtaken.
Well, no, I think he went for it in both ways. I'm just wondering if he had his own applesauce with his own pierogies and he finished them.
Well, I think it seems like it's applesauce or pierogi applesauce.
Well, it's like an applesauce side, like it's what you dip your pierogies in. His pierogi applesauce side.
My pierogi applesauce.
I don't think it's like a pierogi flavored applesauce.
That's what I took it and I said, that sounds disgusting. But
you've had like pierogi, like you've dipped pierogies in applesauce.
I've never done that.
Oh, that is like that's a thing. At least it was a thing for me.
Eric says, Nick is right.
Thank you.
So it's dipping sauce for
a pierogi. It's like the kid version of sour cream.
Interesting. I don't know. I like to eat them in their own grease and oil.
Like kibasa juice or something.
Just some oil, onions.
Interesting.
Margarine. Well, I mean, Stu is not one of our top listeners,
no.
Probably because he does things like this and makes men like Eric cry. Eric just texted us, said he was weeping over this.
And
he was not the only person at yesterday's bar crying. That's the thing.
No. Eric also said he got Al's Kitchen sink sauce on the side too.
Oh, now that sounds good. He's making me hungry. Eric, meet me at yesterday's at 11:10.
All right, well.
We're sorry that story was so sad. Hope it didn't trigger anyone. I can't believe that I never knew about applesauce
as a
dipping sauce for pierogies.
I think it's the only time it's used as a dipping sauce.
You dip your fingers in it. Well, let's get back to the music. Thank you, Eric, for your submission. Thank you for being a loyal listener. Stu, you'll be hearing from us and from Eric's attorney. Maybe Eric could hire Eric Jackson Lurie on the case.
I was just thinking about that, yeah.
Eric listens to The Rockin' Attorney, and they have the same name. It'd be so easy, or maybe it'd be deeply confusing.
For the judge in the courtroom, he'll just, yeah, he won't know who to address.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd say Eric, and they'd both say yes. Huh? Okay, all right. Here is a song about an animal crying.
We have another caller on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hello, can you hear us, caller?
Yeah, I can hear you.
To whom do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Dylan Cooper.
Dylan Cooper.
Are you the host of Punk Primers?
Am I what?
Never mind. Okay, I heard that you have a story.
Yeah, I've got somewhat of a sad story to tell.
Oh my goodness.
I'll try to keep it quick.
Okay.
But it goes like this. So I'm at a show, a basement show, in the mountains of Boone, North
Carolina.
I'm
tearing up already. Oh my goodness.
And this girl I kind of had a crush on walks by, and she's like, "There's a barn in the back. Do you want to come check it out with me?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, yes." Let's go to the barn. Like maybe she wants to kiss, maybe she wants to tell me a secret, I don't know. So she takes me back there, and it's dark out. The music is starting to fade from this basement we were down in. And she takes me to the side of the barn, and there's a mummified possum.
Whoa.
Hanging from it.
And it wasn't just plain dead.
No, it was completely mummified.
Whoa.
And she was like, "Here, take my phone. I'm going to kiss it." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what this is about. Sure, I'll take a picture."
That's not the kissing that you were looking for, was it?
No. And it grossed me out a little bit, and it kind of changed my opinion of her a little bit.
I wouldn't want to kiss her after that.
No, I wouldn't want to have the mummified possum lips at all, no.
Well, at least you could go back in and focus on the music after that, you know, no distractions.
No, none at all.
Did anything happen to her after she kissed the possum?
she definitely got stranger as a person, for sure. I think for her, it was kind of a rite of passage in her own way to have been able to kiss the mummified possum. So
it seems like you could like unlock a curse by doing that.
I know. Well, it did disappear within like a month. So maybe it was reanimated, kind of like a prince.
That's pretty cool.
A prince.
Princess and a frog type situation.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Or a Sleeping Beauty situation, yeah.
Right, right.
Or I was thinking it could have gone like, you know, like you hear about like a bachelor party gone wrong where they dare someone to like eat a slug or something and then they get like a brain-eating amoeba or something from it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Maybe that could have happened.
There could have been a mummified tick on the possum and she could have got mummy Lyme disease.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's... I've heard that one's, like, pretty rough.
Yeah, it is. It's no joke. That's why it comes up on the crying episode. Thank you for your sad story. Our heart goes out to you.
Night.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Have a good night.
Do you have... Before you go, do you have any songs about crying? Either in the title or heavily featured in the lyrics.
I think it's Cry Baby by Bardo Pond.
Oh, okay.
Or Cry, Cry, Cry or Cry Baby by Bardo Pond.
That's all right, we can do that. That's
okay, we'll find
the show.
Awesome, thank you.
Cool, thanks, Dylan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
That was a nice call. Thank you, Dylan. That was a very sad story.
Oh, that's good. I was worried it might be a 100-minute Bardo Pond song, but it's a very reasonable length. And we also got a request for an extremely sad song called Long, Long Time by Linda Ronstadt. That's from Ruth Ann's sister, Jen. I think her name is Jen.
I believe it was Jen.
That's what I heard. But ladies and gentlemen, when they call, it's... You know, we think it's Ruth Ann, but it's actually Jen, and probably vice versa sometimes. But, okay, so we will get into the requests. Here's first Cry Baby Cry by Bardo Pond, and then we will have Long, Long Time, a very sad song by Linda Ronstadt. Thank you.
take things in stride. Sounds like good advice, but there's no one in my sight. And time washes clean love's wounds unseen. That's what someone told me, but I don't know what it means, 'cause I've done everything I know to try and make you mine. And I think
you just heard Long Long Time by Linda Ronstadt and Bardo Pond doing Cry Baby Cry. Those were requests for Jen and for Dylan. And you heard a few times Prince doing When Doves Cry while we talked to our guest and our caller.
So, last week was laughing. This week was crying. Will next week be another involuntary expression of human emotion? Probably not.
Probably
maybe
not.
It could happen. It probably won't. But maybe one day. Maybe we'll bring it back one day. Anyways, thanks to all our callers tonight. Thank you to our favorite caller ever, Ruth Ann. Thank you to Ruth Ann's sister, Jen.
Thank you to our number one texter, Eric.
And thank you to our favorite new caller, Dylan.
Yes, and thank you to Eric's enemy, Stu, for giving good fodder for a sad story.
Yes,
stealing dipping sauce.
And someone did text me. I did erroneously say that applesauce is only used as a dip with pierogies, but it's also used as a dip for latkes.
Oh.
Maybe even more famously.
Okay. You can dip anything in anything. That's our theme for next week. You can do anything. Okay.
All right. See you next week.
I hope this was cathartic for everyone. Get it out now and have a happy freaking week. It's only Tuesday.
Wait, let's read a couple of these sad four word sentences.
Okay. Mom, please wake up.
You said you'd wait.
Her tombstone was blank.
Nobody will remember us.
Small coffees are heaviest. It's too far away. Actually, it says smallest coffins are heaviest. Oh, it goes with the dead baby shoes story that we said earlier.
I like coffees better.
Small coffees are heaviest.
Yeah, espresso is the most potently caffeinated.
Oh, they're thick.
Right.
Yeah. Strangers, friends, lovers. Ooh, I'm gonna change this one. Okay, we know what it's gonna say. Strangers, friends, lovers, strangers. How about this? Strangers, friends, lovers, stranglers.
Oh my god.
Uh oh.
That's not very sad, it's just scary.
That's, well, maybe next week will be horror.
Something to think about. Okay.
She'd be Okay, Reddit, you and your sad stories. These are so stupid. Oh, wait, the one in says Comcast just bought Reddit. Oh, who cares? Stupid Redditors. The, you know, broadcast made better sad stories than Redditors. And so did Prince and Wu-Tang Clan and Bjork.
And Nancy.
Nancy, and Guided by Voices. Roy Orbis. Okay, I think that wraps it up for this week. All our tears have been shed.
Bye-bye.
Always the sun has been out there. Always the sun, which means it's summertime, and it is summertime somewhere, which is here in the Steel City. Nina Foundry from their last summer album gave us summertime somewhere. The guitarist for Nina Foundry was a dude named Carl Bremmel. Carl Bremmel, after he left Nina Foundry, found himself playing guitar with My Morning Jacket, and he's got, I think, three solo albums out, so he's done some stuff. He's done some stuff. Hey, you know what? We are approaching, we got, what, about 8.5, 9 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. Top of the hour, if all goes well, you're going to get a radio and a music calendar. If you don't get those, that means the Moxster just ran out of time, and he apologizes, and we'll get you one in the future. How about that? So it's just been one of those weeks, and I want to get at least 2 hours of radio in for you. I do want to let you know that it was actually on this day or right around this time, let's say it that way. But let's say it was this week. I like it that. This week, the number one song back in 1977, so that was 44 years ago, was Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day. The Moxster got a chance to see Alan O'Day live in concert, and he performed that. But he wasn't actually the artist on tour. He was a member of the Archers, and he during the set, they stopped and let him do his hit. But played down at the 31st Street Pub, and it was a, Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers. So let's just take a little flashback in honor of the late Alan O'Day with something by Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers.
Thank you.
little twang associated with Dwayne Eddy. Dwayne Eddy from his Twanging Up a Storm, from his Twanging Up a Storm album with My Baby Plays the Same Old Song on His Guitar All Night Long. That's a long title. It is a long title, but it's what I would expect from a song penned by Lee Hazelwood. Yeah, I told you it was his birthday, or celebrating his the anniversary of his birth as today, as Lee is no longer with us. But I want to play some Dwayne Eddy to kind of wrap up that set of music, because before that was Pittsburgh's own Teen Riot with their single Summertime Girl, because it's summertime. You got to play that Summertime Girl when it's summertime. In fact, I've decided I'm leaving Teen Riot as my background music. Just for you. And Teen Riot, I played that one specifically, or just that band specifically, because when Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers was in town, the one and only time in the last 20-plus years that I've been in Pittsburgh, they were the opening band. So I thought I'd play that. And speaking of the Arch Hall Jr., I start off the entire set with some Run, Vicky, Run from Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Don't forget, the American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for any emergency. You can download any of their free mobile apps and have critical information of what to do in the event of an emergency right there in the palm of your hands. Find them by searching Red Cross in Apple iTunes, Google Play Stores, and wherever you get your apps. I got a radio and a music calendar hopefully coming up in a few minutes. I'm trying. We're seeing if this can work. It's been a rough week for the Mockster, but let's see what happens after this.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, the power of the algorithm is ever clearer in our lives, even as we don't really understand it. You might see it as deciding what you see on social media sites, where maybe they get it wrong. You don't actually want to see a lot of horror movies or buy an air fryer. That was just something you clicked on once. But algorithms don't only just guess at what you might like to buy. Sometimes they're determining whether you get a job or keep it. Some 40 million people in the United States use online platforms to get work, to find livelihood. The algorithms these platforms use create an environment where organizations enact rules for workers' behavior, reward and sanction them based on that, but never allow workers to see these accountancies that make their lives unpredictable, much less work with workers to develop measurements that would be meaningful. Hatim Rahman has been working on this question. He's assistant professor of management and organizations at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. And he's author of a new book, Inside the Invisible Cage, How Algorithms Control Workers. That's forthcoming in August from University of California Press. We'll speak with him this week on Counterspin. But first, a quick look back at some recent press. The month of June brought another record-breaking spate of flash floods and deadly heat waves across the U.S. But as a new study by Heated reveals, despite ample reporting on these events, a majority of news outlets still did not link them to their cause, climate change. Heated writers Emily Atkin and Ariel Samuelson analyzed 133 digital breaking news articles from national, international, and regional outlets on the extreme weather. Less than half, 44%, even mentioned the climate crisis or global warming. Only 11% of the articles they studied mentioned fossil fuels. Only one piece on the BBC mentioned deforestation, which scientists say contribute about 20% of annual greenhouse gas emissions, and none mentioned animal agriculture, which the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN estimates contributes about 12% of global emissions. As Olivia Riggio noted on FAIR.org, some omissions were laughably stark. A New York Post piece ended with a quote from a former Marine who said he'd been in way hotter conditions in Kuwait and Iraq. An AP article quoted a spokesperson for the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management saying, quote, "It does seem like Mother Nature is turning up the heat on us a little sooner than usual." Close quote. Heated recognized some outlets that consistently mentioned climate change in their coverage. Along with the BBC, that list included NPR, Vox, Axios, and Agence France-Presse. And there were outlets whose breaking news never mentioned it. ABC News, USA Today, The Hill, The New York Post, and Fox Weather. When they were questioned, many of these outlets pointed the study's authors to other climate coverage